You do not speak it?
Don't hardly know him.
I met Frankie right after my 37th birthday. He was picking up cut work. He used to patch me up when I thought it was impossible. Good man to have in the corner.
Yes, he is.
He stayed with me through my last fight in Sanford, too. My manager was off getting drunk somewhere. It was just Frankie and me. I was taking a hellacious beating. Everybody's got a particular number of fights in him. Nobody tells you what that number is. Mine was 109. I just didn't want to admit it. Fourth round, this cut opens up. Blood starts pouring into my eye. I should have stopped the fight, but hell, I was a black man in San Perdue. Blood was what I was there for. Round after round, I kept getting Frankie to patch me up. He's talking about throwing in the towel, but he ain't my manager. He can't throw in nothing. Round after round, he's arguing with me. I'm almost...
人人听力王.
Heaven, because hell, it's getting more to him than to me. I go 15 rounds. Lose by decision. Next morning, I lose the eye. In 23 years, he's never said a thing about it. Doesn't have to. I can see it in his face every time he looks at me. Somehow, Frankie thinks he should have stopped that fight. Should have saved my eye. Spends his life wishing that he could take back that 109th fight. I wanted to go up to 110. Thing is, if you want to get to the title, maybe he's not the one to take you there.
You tell Mr. Mack we'd be here tonight?
You go out and eat your cupcake. Always protect yourself. People never take their own advice. If she was gonna leave Frankie, better she did it to him then.
Mr. Mickey Mack? I'm Maggie Fitzgerald. I hear you're a real good manager doing good things for Big Willie.
人人听力王.
But I thought you should know I ain't never leaving Mr. Dunn. So you don't need to make any more excuses to bump into me. Sorry for interrupting your dinner.
Maggie always did like taking him out in the first round.
I'll make you some coffee.
What are you doing with your money?
Saving it.
Good girl.